Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thank you for joining. John will be coming on here in just a second. There she is right there.
I'm here.
Today we are so happy to have you here joining us. How you doing today, Jenna?
I'm okay.
I hear the puppies back there barking, so it's good to hear
always.
They're going to chime in today, too. Okay, this is Valerie today. As always, I always have John on the line with me, and we are so happy to have you here today. And today we're going to be covering a short topic. We're going to make this real short today also. And it's going to be on covering on how hiring a VA can actually save you money. And we're going to be planning on keeping this one short, probably about 15, 20 minutes. That way you guys can go on with your day. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to go ahead and send us a question through our Facebook at www.facebook.com/yourvirtualassistants, and we will be more than happy to answer any questions. Or you can email us at valerie@yourvirtualassistants.net, and we will go ahead and send you out answers. So first we want to start about telling you a little bit about John and I. For those who don't know or haven't caught the first couple of episodes, John and I actually been working together for almost 16 years. And we first started off in San Miguel de Allende, which is in Mexico, but it's just a little bit north of where we are. It's a big U.S. Haven there. And we started a computer repair business. And we grew that up to over 1,000 clients. And then we ended up deciding to retire from that business because my mother actually got sick and was diagnosed with a terminal illness. So we decided to take care of her, and we are very big, for those who don't know us, we are very big on family first. So since day one of the meeting, since day one when we met Jonna and her husband, we immediately clicked. They immediately moved in. We've been living together and working together ever since. And when my mother had passed away, we basically just all sat down and lost the taste in the computer repair business. And we started to do some internet searches and realized that virtual assisting would be a great fit for us because we are geeks at heart, and it allows us to be able to continue on with all of our technical skills as well as continue to service people. So it was a perfect fit for us. And John and I actually spent hours and hours in business and in training, and we still do today, keeping up with all of our technical skills so that we can better serve our clients. We later decided to niche our businesses. We work mostly with coaches and speakers, but we also have several business, small entrepreneur and businesses as well. And we formed Your Virtual Assistants as well as Your Coaching Assistants. And Your Coaching Assistants basically just caters to those coaches and speaker niche. The Your Virtual Assistants follows more for the entrepreneurs. We have now been helping people free up their time for more than 7 years, and we also allow them to create and use this time so they can help create more products, more programs, build more membership sites, and basically make more money.
Yeah, that about sums it up. Okay, so now let's talk about you. Let's really get honest with you and yourself. And when you first started your business, you were probably really excited about all these new things you were going to do and how you were going to make your business awesome and how you were going to dive in and you were going to be able to do all of this yourself. You were going to do your website, you were going to do your newsletters, and you're going to get your social media, and right? And now today you're not so excited anymore, you know, because you found out that it's a little more work. And it's a lot more than what you thought it was going to be, you know. I mean, so let's talk about that a little bit. How do you feel about your business today? Are you overwhelmed? All of the stuff you thought you were going to jump into and get done, and you found out that trying to run the business plus run all the back end of the business was a little overwhelming. Are you feeling like there's not enough hours in the day and you're going to bed just to get up, to come back to work, to sit here at your desk or your office for 15 hours, to go right back to bed and to start all over again? Are you starting to put things on the back burner because you just don't have the time to do them? We've been there, trust me. We've been there. Or how about where you work at your desk and you don't take a lunch and you don't do anything fun anymore and you don't even get to do vacations? Are you still excited about being a coach or a small business owner or a speaker? Or is you starting to get that taste in your mouth about maybe this is not what you signed on for and it's a little disappointing all the way through? Are you still doing your social media postings or have you kind of let that slide? Well, I'll post tomorrow, and then tomorrow comes and your plate's full, and now you got to figure out what's going to be important and what can I do and what can I not do. Do you do your own website edits, or is your website sat there and it's not really what you envisioned and it's not really what you wanted, but it's the time that you need to invest in that, you need to invest somewhere else? Are you writing and sending your newsletters? Are you finding out that those are becoming a lot less often than they should be? How about your blog posts? Are you taking clients? Are you even having time to do a client call? Are you doing any client meetings? Are you trying to create your next great program on top of trying to keep up with just the day-to-day end of running your business? We get it. Trust me, Val and I were there. We did for 2 years straight. We worked weekends. We got no holidays. We worked until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. We worked over a Christmas break 1 year. We've worked our birthdays. But if you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then it might be time for you to start and think about that you might need to help somebody to help you grow your business and help manage the back end of your business so that you can do what's actually really, really what you want to do and what you excel at.
Most definitely. And you know what? There is a better way. And I understand, oh, my God, I have this VA or I have that VA and they disappeared or that person disappeared. But let's face it, there are some really good VAs out there, and it is impossible for you to do everything yourself. If you're going to hit that 100K or above mark, you need to have reliable people that can free up your time. It's just that simple. It's the only way that you're going to be able to have that time to focus on growing your business and keeping your business successful. And you need time to be able to create new programs, to create new ebooks, create telesummits, to go on to speaking events, to take on more clients. Let's face it, everybody always hears, and we hear it all the time, I just don't have time anymore. And the only way, let's face it, until they can change a clock and put more than 24 hours on one, the only way you can do it is have somebody else start delegating and having them take over that part of the business, the part of the business that is the day-to-day, time-consuming stuff that everybody hates, such as social media, such as blog posting, such as newsletters. Now let's really look at what this is really costing you as a professional for you to keep doing it yourself. I mean, let's really look at the costs, because the fact is most people will actually save money if they really sit down and look at it. So let's just look at sending a newsletter. You send a newsletter once a week. We all know how important it is to keep in touch, and probably you're doing it. Or other times you may be just the fact of, oh, I can't get to it this week because I don't have enough time. But we hear that. But let's just say you're doing it every week. You're doing a great job. You're putting it on. And now let's take a look at really what it takes to send out a newsletter. You have to make all the copy. You have to do the template. You have to go into the program. You have to format it. You have to send the test. You have to add it to your clients. So most of you means that you're probably spending at least 1 to 2 hours putting just that weekly newsletter together. Now think about that. That's 2 hours that you're taking out of your weekly business that you could be doing something else with. Now think about it. Most people are charging $50, $100, $200, maybe $300, maybe more per hour for your hourly services. So that's costing you right now. Let's just say you're charging $100 an hour. That's $200 an hour of your time that you're spending writing that, designing it, and sending that newsletter out. Now, I am sure you can find a VA cheaper than $200 an hour or $100 or $200 to send out that newsletter. Don't you think that that's a possibility, Jonna?
I do think it's a possibility. I think it's a very real possibility for you. I think that now here's where it costs you. If you're really spending 2 hours on this, that is 2 hours being taken away from your coaching. It's 2 hours being taken away from working on your small business. It's 2 hours being taken away from your life. If you just want to take the 2 hours and actually enjoy something for yourself, that is 2 hours per week you could have spent on working on something else, or working on nothing and spending time with your family, or going on a vacation, or just taking you time, or booking more discovery calls. And when you add it up, this could potentially be costing you almost $1,600 a month. That is in lost income per month. That is $19,000 a year you could be losing just in this 2 hours alone that it's taking you to do this, the work. So now that we've said that, let's talk about a better way. If a VA was hired to do your newsletter, let's look at what you could save. Today, most VAs charge between $400 and $600 a month, some less and some more, to do this task for you. That would be a savings of $1,000 a month just having a VA do the one task, just having them do your newsletter every week so that you don't have to. You'd be able to have an extra 8 hours a month to grow your business and make more money. You could simply focus on that and be confident that the newsletter was automatically being taken care of on a monthly basis. Now, how great does that sound? Now let's look at all of the time you're spending maintaining your website. Let's be honest again. How long is it really taking you to keep your website up to date and full of fresh content? How long is it taking to keep doing a blog post, keeping up with software updates, protecting your site from hackers, finding the images for your website? Once you find the images for the website, having to take the time to resize them if they're not the correct size. This is just a partial list of weekly things that you should be doing to keep your website up to date. But let's be honest, how many of you really are? How many of you really have the time to put this onto an already overfilled plate? And why not? Simply, again, you don't have the time.
God, we hear that. And I know for us, we spend hours on our websites keeping up with the hackers and making sure that nobody gets into it and updating plugins. But let's really look at it again. Maybe you're spending 1 hour, 2 hours, probably 3 hours a week. But let's just say, just for the sake of measure, again, we're spending another 2 hours. That's taking you 8 hours a month away from coaching again. So now if you're doing this and you're doing the VAs, think about that, 16 hours now. But just in the website, again, that's potential loss of over $1,600 a month. Again, this one task, you would be able to have an additional 8 hours to build your business every single month. That's 8 hours of more calls. That's 8 hours of more programs. That's 8 hours of more time to write your book or to write your novel or to go speak or whatever it is that you want to go do. That's 8 hours more that you actually get back. Now, let's just talk about the weekly blog posting, updating plugins, and backing up the site. Most VAs will charge anywhere from $100 to $400 a month. Some people would charge more for this. Obviously, some would charge less. We understand some VAs out there, especially in the Philippines, work for a lot less. But again, outsourcing this task can actually save you another $1,000 a month. That's another $1,200 or $12,000 that you're saving per year. So that's 12 and 12. That's $24,000 now just in two tasks. So think about that the next time you're sitting down and dreading to do a blog post.
Okay.
Jonna, so you know all about social media because I know you spend hours on that.
All right. So now let's really talk about what we haven't really talked about and everybody knows is your biggest time hog. Let's talk about your social media. How long are you spending on getting your message to communities? Again, let's look at the numbers. How many hours are you really spending per day on your Facebook and your LinkedIn and your Twitter? Writing and sharing your posts? How often and how much time do you spend a day on that? Designing the graphics to share, trying to grow your communities and your clout score. Then on top of that, you are trying to be a part of your Facebook groups as well as manage your own Facebook group. Or maybe you just have given us, or maybe you just have given an idea on your own Facebook group because of the lack of time. Why? Just think, with a VA handling your daily content creation and posting and some of your community engagement, you would have the time to actually use social media to start making more money by building your own Facebook community and your brand recognition. And we all know that brand recognition is important. Social media isn't going to make you the sale, but it's going to make you a thought-provoking leader in your specialty, in your niche. And we all know that once people know you and trust you, that's where your sale comes in. That's where your conversations begin. But if you're spending all your time just creating the stuff that needs to go on the social media, you don't have any time to actually build those relationships and become personal with your groups and your people. Again, let's say you spend 5 hours per week. And on an average, that's about right. It's about 5 hours per week once you blend in everything that it takes to post 1 week's worth of content. Yes, we know you're really spending a lot more time, but for this example, let's just say 5 hours a week. 5 hours a week is a basic week of content, and you're not going back in and spending a lot of one-on-one time. That would be 5 hours you could be billing a client for your time coaching. That is over $1,000 a week you'd be losing in client calls. That's $4,000 a month. Ouch, right? Now let's look if you hired a VA. Most VAs can handle all of your social media needs for around $250 to $1,000 a month. This is a savings of $3,000 a month. Now you would have extra time building your own Facebook group and actively engaging your group. So you'd have time to get to know them, for them to get to know you, to earn their trust. Because if they don't trust you, they're not going to buy from you. Now you would have the time to learn and use Periscope to start marketing your services and programs through this new and hot channel. Be honest with yourself. Is it really worth trying to keep up with your social media postings? To be honest, you want to make sure that you have the time to make your community see you as a person and gain your trust and put yourself out there as being a thought-provoking leader in your niche.
Most definitely. And also with Facebook Live becoming a hot niche, that is something your VA cannot do. But you could be doing that. You could be doing an hour a day on Facebook Live and building and branding and people getting to know who you are and trusting you and seeing that you're a live person. And that's basically invaluable. I mean, just to be able to go into Facebook Live for people to see you. We hear all the time of people that are actually making sales right after a Facebook Live because people now believe that they're a real person. So you don't want to miss out on your social media. It's very, very important. But you do not need to use your time doing the daily, everyday postings and everything else. Go in there, and when you go in there, really go in there with the intent to really build your brand and to build your authenticity and speak your voice, which cannot be done through a VA or through somebody else. So now let's look at just all of the time and just these three weekly tasks. And you have to do these every week, so let's face it. You're probably spending 6 to 8 hours every week, or you could be spending up to 24 hours a month. That's a full day every month that you're losing in potential clients, potential JV marketing, potential time spending new products, potential time creating memberships, potential time creating courses. Let's face it, you're losing money. Why? Just to save a few $100 that you would pay a VA, it's just silly. It's not smart business. And you hear it all the time. In order to make money, you need to spend money. And the fact is, it's what it is. And the truth is, hiring a VA can really, really save you money. In just those tasks, you could be potentially losing $3,600 a month in client or other revenue forms of your business? Is that really worth it? Are these things, I mean, these, and there are so much more. Now, the VAs can contact your clients when there's a problem. They can onboard your new clients and talk to them and give them that personal one-on-one. There are so many things a VA can do. Just think every day what you should do is sit down and write a ledger of everything that you do. And then be honest with yourself. What do you like to do? What do you not like to do? That type of thing. And add up those hours. Really look at the hours that you're really spending on your business and what you could delegate out.
Okay. The list is only a fraction of what a VA can help you with to give you the freedom to grow your business. A VA can be there when you need them. Trust us, we have been there for clients when they didn't think we would get something done or something happens. It's always nice to know that you've got somebody there that's going to have your back. They're going to help assist you with marketing ideas, offer you tips to help grow your business. After all, you worked hard to get where you are now. Isn't your time worth more? Just think of all the things you've had to put away or had to quit because you didn't have the time to help them. We are very proactive with our clients and their business. We have the feeling that if they succeed, we succeed. So most VAs have that mentality of thinking. So they're going to be there with you, and they're going to help you grow your business, and they're going to be your support team. A VA can give you freedom. Now you can start focusing on the parts of your business that you are good at, the parts that mean the most to you. Now you can work smarter and not harder, really push your business to the 100,000 plus level. Imagine how great that would be. How many times have you said, if I just had more time? A VA can give you that time.
Most definitely, most definitely. And as a special offer, just to show you and have you be able to try us out, because we've got a few client openings and we don't have this all the time, we're going to actually do a social media mini vacation package. Think about it. You can use this package anytime you want, but think about it, like 4th of July weekend's coming up. Wouldn't it be great to be able to not have to worry about your social media? Or how about during Christmas time? Wouldn't it be great to be able to be on vacation from your social media? This will give you 2 full whole weeks of social media postings, graphics, the whole nine yards for $150. And our normal price is $250. So you're saving quite a bit of money. So if you are interested in that and giving us a try as your virtual assistant, if you go to yourvirtualassistants.net, social media vacation package, or just click on yourvirtualassistants.net and click over on our specials tab, and you'll find it also there as well. We would love, love to have some of our listeners give us a call, give us a tryout. If not, schedule a call with us and let's at least talk and see where we can save you money. Where are your little blocks? Where are you dropping in? Where is all your time being sucked up? And what can we assist you with? Because we are very proactive. We love our clients. We love walking through and helping them save money, save time, go through all that. I mean, we hear it all the time from clients. I mean, Johnny, you hear it too. You know, you guys pulled in. You guys did this. You guys did that. You know, I was able to go on vacation. Who was it? One of our clients that didn't go on vacation for almost 5 years?
Allie.
Yeah. I mean, that's think about that. I mean, not many people can honestly say that. So we would love to be able to talk to you about where your time is being hogged up from and being able to sit down and do a plan with you and make it a proactive plan where we can take off, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a week from you guys. If you're interested, again, you can go right to our website at yourvirtualassistants.net or hit us on our Facebook at facebook.com/yourvirtualassistants. We would love the opportunity to sit down and talk to you. On both, you have the option to set up a time on our calendar. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a dime to sit down with us for 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour, and let's talk about it. Anything else you want to add, Johnny, before we hang up?
Not that I can think of, other than just don't be afraid. I know a lot of people are afraid to turn that kind of that turn that kind of power and those things over to somebody else. But you've got to have faith, and you've got to make sure that you have the time to do what you're good at and do what you're best at.
Well, that's all the time we've got today. We thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you're looking for a virtual assistant, we would love to talk with you. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast, and I hope we find it informative. And if you want to reach out to us, please feel free to reach out to us on our website at www.yourvirtualassistants.net or on Facebook at facebook.com/yourvirtualassistants. You guys all have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
And have a happy 4th of July.